is the Cape Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp number. Query, comment, criticize. In today's election feature, we look at South Africa's two major political parties and the battle for the Western Cape. Some interesting dimensions here, different to the rest of the country. While the DA has enjoyed control of the province, this time the ANC wants to dent that particular control. Online is extraordinary senior lecturer at the University of the Western Cape, Professor Keith Gottschalk. Professor Gottschalk, welcome to the show.
And good afternoon to all listeners.
What is interesting here is we see that the ANC have taken a slightly different approach in the Western Cape to the rest of the country, that they are going to market their Western Cape elections via the face of Cyril Ramaphosa. They de facto do not have a representative who they would put up for provincial premier. Interesting.
Yes, there's been more than one case of that in the past, and we're seeing this again. The first ANC posters I saw in Cape Town went up yesterday, and they were with Cyril Ramaphosa's face on it as a national icon. The DA has, of course, had his posters up in saturation numbers on all lampposts for about a month.
What would you say is going to characterize at the end of the day the battle in the Western Cape? Because is it going to be fought on national issues or regional issues? Capetonians are still feeling very raw from day zero, which is ultimately seems to be a municipal rather than a national political issue.
Also, of course, the power cuts caused some commotion, and the DA was quick to put up a street poster saying keep on the light, and they've also campaigned on local issues for passenger trains. So those might be three things with a slightly different emphasis from the national election campaign.
Do you think, and obviously it's really difficult to tell right now, do you think that the ANC is going to make significant inroads in this year's national election? Do you think that they're going to improve the numbers, or is it going to be same old, same old?
I would imagine, as things now stand, nationally, the ANC is getting somewhere in the mid-50s%, and the DA somewhere in the low 20s. In the Western Cape election, we'll see if the DA lead is at all shrunk by the uproar over Patricia de Lille. And, of course, she's now revived, in effect, the old ID party as a good party.
Yeah, I mean, could one say that the good party, for example, in the Western Cape, the EFF to a lesser extent, their footprint doesn't seem to be as big in the Western Cape as elsewhere in the country, that they could, in a sense, be the wild cards or the potential coalition partners?
It's certainly possible that a small party might think of coalition with a bigger party. I think that the good party is going to find it tough to win back all the votes that the ID used to get before it merged with the DA. The EFF has indeed won some local SRC elections for both campuses locally, so it might have more support than before.
In the Western Cape, I mean, what sort of do you predict the EFF, for example, increasing its percentages? Because, as I say, they seem to be much lower than in the rest of the country, where Malema has got the biggest posters on the lampposts.
Certainly, the EFF has its smaller support in the coastal provinces like Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. So I think we are see them getting a quite small share of the votes in the Western Cape, maybe just a little bit larger than last time, but we'll all know within a month.
Indeed. And when we have a look at the two big parties, the ANC and the DA in the Western Cape, what do you think could be the issues, the different issues that they might focus on as opposed to the national question? We know that the Eskom thing affects everybody equally, but what other issues do you think could come up in the debates?
I think the ANC will raise the crime rate on the Cape Flats and the lack of guards for schools and issues such as that and housing. And the DA is likely to focus on the state of trains and the lack of police compared to other provinces over there. Other than that, I think the ANC is going to focus mostly on national issues as it has across the rest of the country, Ramaphosa, etc., the fight back against corruption, and the DA too is running quite a centralized campaign nationally, both here and in Gauteng.
How much do you think Ramaphosa has changed the game, if at all?
I think quite significantly, because voters have watched all his fight back against corruption, the appointment of the various commissions probing everything from the VBS bank through to the other sensations on state capture. He's also made new appointments at the National Prosecuting Authority and elsewhere in the Revenue Service, which give hope that we're seeing the start of a turnaround against corruption in the civil service and favoritism.
Professor Gottschalk, our final question. What numbers do you think are going to come in the Western Cape? I mean, what percentage of the vote do you reckon the DA will bring in as opposed to the ANC, who are quite determined this time around to increase their numbers?
The DA came close to two-thirds of the vote in the previous election, and so we'll have to see if the ANC manages to cut into that at all, or if some of the DA's previous supporters don't choose to vote when it comes to election day, which would also affect the DA's relative majority percentage.
Interesting stuff indeed. Professor Keith Gottschalk, extraordinary senior lecturer, University of the Western Cape. Thanks for chatting to us.
All the best.